What does man do? What does mankind do? Unsaved mankind, what does he do? He builds stuff. In his own image. Like a calculator, he calculates in his mind, so he builds stuff like a calculator to make it easier. A computer, the digits on the computer, the ones and the zeros, is the same word for finger. Man named stuff after himself. Even the women, the children, a lot of times, you know, unless her name's Maria, most of the time, mankind, let's say somebody's named Paul, he'll name his daughter Paula. Or he'll name his daughter Sonia. Or he'll name his daughter Paulina. It's all an image. He's creating stuff after his own understanding. He created a car. To travel faster. Instead of walking a horseback, he created a car and called it horsepower. Mankind follows creation or himself, the air conditioning system. It's based on the cycles of the heat and cold of creation. So mankind is making stuff after the creation, after himself. Is it a bad thing in and of itself? Not necessarily. But what happens is man starts to worship his own creation. Notice how they worshiped cars. They'll write a movie script in a book, then they'll do a movie and they worship the movie stars. They're just playing the part of the script when they're really nothing. They worship their creation. Man worships his creation. Even though he's a creation, he worships his creation. His body is a house of his soul, so he builds houses. Man builds stuff and ends up wanting to be worshipped. And so what's going to happen with AI? AI is going to be the same thing. People are going to worship AI. Man's greatest invention, AI, they're going to worship it. And it's just a bunch of algorithms. Algo, ghost, Ghoul, Demon, the computer programs are called demons. I always wonder, I said, why do they call these demons running in the background? Because there's demons running in the background of the human until they get born again and renew their mind. It's all demon programming. Because mankind is creating AI, that tells you he's an AI because he creates after his own kind. God made man in his image upright, but he sought out many inventions. When you walk, you're healthy. The more you walk, the more healthy you are. If you do a little bit of jogging, it's healthy. mankind is always trying to make itself, his life easier. And what's going to happen is, as he, and you already see it, smaller and smaller boxes. A box within a box within a box. Mankind always creating copies of himself in smaller and smaller boxes. The metaverse will be a small box. It's always the same. And so the ultimate invention is probably AI or some kind of quantum computer. And so man will eventually destroy himself because of it. Except for the fact that God's going to intervene. But man will destroy himself except for the fact that God is going to intervene. Jesus is going to come back and destroy those that would destroy the earth. Some of these people know what they're doing. They want to destroy the earth. And it goes back to that same theory, same fractal theory in the movie The Eternals. The Eternals were sent to Earth to protect the humans. But they didn't know that the Earth was birthing another creature, an eternal creature higher than them. And so, instead of just one creature being birthed through this earthly cycle system, there's a lot of spiritual creatures being birthed, born again. And so if the people who are higher in their decode or knowledge, if you realize that Earth is just a copy machine, a reproduction of birthing, so that's why when man makes a factory, he makes it after himself. He's man and woman reproduce after their own kind, right? The seed reproduces. So there's making reproduction at the factory, Amazon, reproducing packages. So it's all a reproduction. And so the earth plane is a reproduction plane, making sons of God. And so the devil hates that, so the devil wants to destroy it. And if the devil gives insight, demonic insight, to some of his minions, what are they going to try to do? They're going to try to stop the born-again process. Because they're earthlings. They're on earth. They hate God. And they know they're going to the grave. They know they're going to burn. So they don't want anybody else to be saved. It's kind of like if somebody's doing good, they always, and you're not, there's people out there. If you're doing good and they're not, there's people out there who will try to sabotage you, you know. Happens every time, and they'll actually come in to be your friend, pretend to be your friend. Let me say that again. If you're doing good and they're not, there's people out there who try to sabotage you because deep down they have envy and jealousy. But you've done the work. You've went to God. You've confessed your sin. You would receive Christ. You take up your cross. They don't. They want all the benefits without they want all the privileges without the responsibility. The benefits and privilege without the responsibility. Why do they do that? Why are they like that? That's the flesh mind. If somebody else is doing good, sacrifice, working hard, they want what they want, but they're not willing to do the work. And they're jealous. And it happens across the board. It don't matter what kind of, if it's a career, investing, property, knowledge, education, whatever it is. They want to get in and vampire off of you, but not do any of the work, you know. It's pathetic. It's sad. So this earth plane is birthing in sons of God. And the machine the system is trying to stop it, because the system, the weaker vessel, is jealous. Now the born again say women, they're not, but that's why it's called a system. That's why it's called a machine. And that's why all the witches hate the patriarchy. It's just the way it is, people. I know it ain't funny. I mean, I know it ain't fun, but it's reality.